Linda Taves, show manager for the Old Gun and Antique Show.
Linda joins us on Community Hotline today as we get set for another edition of the Old Gun and Antique Show. Linda, this is coming up here this weekend in the town of Old. So what are your hours and where does it take place?
Right. So it is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Our hours are 9 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 3 on Sunday. It's in what used to be called the Cow Palace. Which, of course, is now the Future Ag Event Center.
You bet. So if people are going to come down and check this out this weekend, what kind of things can they be seeing as they go through a number of vendors that will be set up there?
Oh, there'll be a wide variety of things. So because we have guns and antiques, we have all kinds of things there. So for guns, we have long arms, accessories, ammunition, parts, historical items, knives, swords, hunting books, all kinds of reloading supplies, hunting surplus. For antiques, we've got country homesteads, small furniture, china and glassware, jewelry, books, records, coins, currency, all kinds of things. And then, of course, there's modern collectibles as well. So collectibles of all kinds. There's something there for everybody.
Yeah, for sure there is. If people are going to come down, do they need to bring anything with them?
If they are interested in purchasing firearms, they will need to bring their possession and acquisition license. They definitely will need that. It costs $10 to get in. And the under 12 is free if they're accompanied by an adult.
That's great. And approximately how many vendors and or sellers do you expect to have as part of your show for these 2 days?
Well, we have 250 tables, so it's a fairly packed show. So we've got all kinds of vendors with all kinds of the things I mentioned, plus many more that I didn't. And they'll be scattered throughout the show. So if you're interested in antiques, keep going around the whole show because they'll be there. Same with the guns or any of the other items.
And I know that each year, and you guys have this biannually, so a couple times a year, but your entry fee, it does help support a number of local charities each time, doesn't it, Linda?
It does, that's right. A portion of the proceeds go to a number of local charities. So the Special Olympics Olden District, Wild Rose Go-Getters Women's Institute, Olden District Special Family Voices, the Old First Scouts, and we also do donate money to the Foothills Calgary Unit 57 Hematology.
That's wonderful. And lastly, Linda, why are you excited about this weekend's Old Gun and Antique Show?
You know, it's always a great show. It's great to see all the people that come, and the vendors, new and previous vendors, and all the great people that come to the show. It's really a good thing. And we do also have a silent auction, too, to help raise money for some of these organizations. And it's just so great to see all the people and, you know, the general camaraderie of all the people that come and that show at the show.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, thanks so much for joining us on Community Hotline today, Linda.
Thank you very much, Kim. Appreciate it.